If somebody came up to you and said, "Why should I become a Christian?" how would you reply? Well, the Apostle Paul says there are reasons to become a Christian. In Acts 26 and verse 25, he's speaking to King Agrippa, and he says, "The words that I'm speaking are words of truth and soberness." And actually that word means reasonable. What I'm saying, he says, is true and reasonable. And it clearly made an impact on King Agrippa, because he says, almost, "You've persuaded me to become a Christian." So, what reasons can we find in the Bible for becoming a Christian? Let me give you 10 quick reasons. Number one, Christianity gives us truth in a world full of lies. Number two, Christianity gives us hope in a world full of despair. Number three, Christianity gives us love in a world full of hate. Number four, Christianity gives us life in a world full of death. Number five, Christianity gives us forgiveness in a world so full of vengeance and retaliation. Number six, Christianity gives us power in a world full of weakness, moral power, spiritual power, power over our own spirits, power over sin, power over the devil. Seventhly, Christianity gives us certainty in a world so full of confusion. Eighthly, it gives us purpose in a world full of pointlessness. Ninthly, it gives us beauty in a world full of ugliness. The beauty of holiness. The beauty of being conformed to the image of Christ. And tenthly, it gives us peace in a world full of war. Are these not 10 good reasons for being a Christian? Will they not persuade you?